Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it's very, very simple. Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. Happy Monday to you. I hope you had an enjoyable weekend. We had a ridiculously busy weekend. Damn it, we got a Monday night football game going on right now to cap everything off. And how about this? As I speak and say that, the Green Bay Packers, they score another touchdown. They're going to get ready for the extra point. But right now it is 16-6. A.J. Dillon with another touchdown run. And the Green Bay Packers just extend their lead here in the third quarter. So obviously we'll keep you up to date with this game. The Green Bay Packers trying to run the table and stay alive and stay eligible for some postseason play. And then the Los Angeles Rams, it's just a little bit of an audition for everybody. Extra point is good. Green Bay leads 17-6. So tonight's game is going to wrap up what has been a crazy NFL weekend. We had three games on Saturday, culminating with the Buffalo Bills coming back to beat the Miami Dolphins in the snow up in Buffalo. We talked about that game extensively on Friday. We know that the Ravens, they got smacked around by the Browns. We had one of the greatest, how about this, not one of, we have the greatest comeback ever in NFL history when the Minnesota Vikings decided to, just wake up against the Colts of all teams. Yeah, the one that has Jeff Saturday, the guy who probably shouldn't be a head coach. And then, of course, we had games yesterday. We had the Bengals come back against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. We had the Dallas Cowboys losing in overtime over an interception from Dak. We had the Raiders and the Patriots. I have no idea what the hell was going on in that game. The Patriots were questioned and called stupid. It's nuts. We had a crazy weekend. And then when you factor in starting everything off yesterday morning with the World Cup, it's one of the best soccer matches I've ever seen. Argentina coming out on top. This sports weekend was just purely bananas. There's not another word that I could put there to describe it. It was nuts. Nuts, bananas. It was chaotic. It was fun. It was busy. And then we also had bowl games over the weekend. We had Jokic on the Nuggets dropping numbers that we haven't seen since Wilt Chamberlain. It was a wild weekend. So if you were like me, we're just kind of flipping through everything, tuning in to absolutely everything. And so we're going to wrap things up a little bit tonight. We'll update you on Monday Night Football as Baker Mayfield is trying to make a stand or at least have another comeback here in Green Bay against Aaron Rodgers. It's just a busy night. Where the hell do we start? Shep, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. I don't know where you start, JR, seriously.
Yeah, I have no idea. Well, how about this? Let's think about some of the craziness. I just mentioned some of it. One of the wildest things that I've seen, and this is amongst the World Cup and then the Vikings come back. I turned that game off. I found out afterwards that the Vikings came back. But this one yesterday, from an NFL perspective, I think it takes the cake, especially when you think about a team led by Bill Belichick, who's supposed to be a taskmaster. He's supposed to be the do-your-job guy. He's a miracle worker. And I think all things considered versus what the Patriots have been over the past couple of seasons, sans Tom Brady, that because of their structure, that they're still able to compete in games, especially when you look at their talent level. Have there been questionable calls by Belichick? Yes. Have there been draft pick failures? Yes. This is not to say that Bill Belichick has been scot-free. But the game yesterday had to have Bill Belichick just grinding his gears. I know the game yesterday had to have Bill Belichick absolutely losing his mind. So here we are in Vegas. The Patriots are taking on the Raiders. The Raiders are leading 17-3 at the half. The Patriots come back and score 21 straight points. The Raiders answer with two touchdowns of their own in the final seconds of the game, and we're tied up. 24-24. We're basically destined to go into overtime. The Patriots have the ball. It's like one last ditch to see if we can get a score off. It's not necessary. You could take a knee and go right into overtime. But on the final play of regulation, Ramondre Stevenson took the handoff. He ran for 23 yards. And then he flipped the ball back to Jacoby Myers. And then Jacoby Myers, inexplicably, he tried to throw a pass across the field to I don't know who. I can only assume Mac Jones. And then the ball is intercepted by Chandler Jones, who then stiff arms poor Mac Jones head into the ground. And then Chandler Jones just runs down the field for a touchdown. This was like one of the most nonsensical things that you would really only see in your backyard, that you would see maybe on a final play of a game where it's desperation time. The game was tied. They didn't need to do all of this trickery and flippery just to get some points. They could have gone into overtime. It's so crazy that even the Patriots broadcasters on the radio called this play and then said, this Patriots team is the dumbest ever. Take a listen to this, courtesy of the Patriots Radio Network.
When the Finns ran the hook and lateral to beat the Patriots several years ago. Now at a 3rd and 10, 3 seconds left. Jones will give it to Stevenson. He started right. He runs it up the middle, hit by Chandler. Jones slips and hit across the 45 with a stiff arm. Off the tackle at the 40. He lost the football. And Jacoby Myers picks it up. He circles back and he throws it across the field toward Mac Jones.
God.
It's picked up by Chandler Jones. He breaks away to the 30. He runs to the 20. He runs to the 10. He runs to the end zone. Unreal! Touchdown! Raiders!
Good night. This might be one of the dumbest teams I've ever seen.
Wow. That's some deep and accurate analysis. And that was dumb. Why Ramondre Stevenson decided to, you know, flip the ball back, why Jacoby Myers decided to go quarterback and throw it, I have no idea. Jacoby Myers was asked after the game, you know, what the hell went on, and this is what he had to say.
I thought I saw Mac open. I didn't see Chandler Jones at the time. So just was, thought he was open, tried to give it to him, and let him try to make a play with it. But the score was tied, so like I said, I should have just gone down for real.
Yeah, you should have just gone down. That would have been the easy and the simple thing to do. And you saw Mac Jones open? Is Mac Jones Randy Moss? Is he Jerry Rice? Is he Calvin Johnson? Like, what are we talking about here? I saw Mac Jones open? He should sit out the rest of the season for even verbally saying that. Oh, my God. And, you know, Bill Belichick, oh, he loved the line of questioning, you know, after the game. Bill Belichick was asked, hey, Bill, listen. Instead of running the football, you could have just threw it. You could have just gone for a Hail Mary at the end of the game. And then maybe you guys would have won. Maybe not. Maybe you would have gone into overtime. Hey, Bill, why didn't you throw the ball? Listen to what Bill Belichick had to say.
Bill, in the final play situationally, how do you weigh what was called as opposed to taking a shot at the end zone?
Taking a shot at the end zone?
Yeah, like a Hail Mary, 55 yards couldn't away, get it as deep as you could.
Yeah, couldn't throw it that far.
Damn, okay. Yeah, tell us about Mac Jones' arm, why don't you? Well, we couldn't throw it that far, so we didn't do it. Take a shot at the end zone? I'm a football coach, but I don't know what that means. Sorry. I know Bill Belichick was destroying those guys. Oh, man, I know he was. He could be all mean and evil in public and just be kind of calm about it. I know he was killing those guys. Terrible. We know the New England Patriots weren't going anywhere this year. They're an average team. They do have a good defense despite giving up the 30 or the 24 points yesterday. Terrible. 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 And the Raiders also going nowhere with a record of 6-8. But I wish that was the craziest thing that took place over the weekend. Because the Minnesota Vikings, they did exactly what has scared me about them the entire season. They gave up a crap load of points and then came back and had the greatest comeback in NFL history. This is when I quit on this game. The Indianapolis Colts were leading 33-0 at halftime on Saturday. And then Kirk Cousins comes through and has 4 touchdowns in the second half to help lead the way, including a 64-yard pass and a 2-point conversion to tie this game up. Greg Joseph hit a 40-yard field goal with like 3 seconds left on the clock in overtime to win it. And the Vikings come back down. Let me say this again. The Vikings were losing 33-0 at halftime. They come back and win 39-36. I was sitting next to a friend when we said, screw this game. And then we found out that Minnesota came back, and it's like, what the hell is this? Patrick Peterson told them, hey, guys, we're going to do our part. I guess they did. They didn't realize that there were 2 halves to a football game. And he said, all you all need is 5 touchdowns. Damn. Greatest comeback ever. Jeff Saturday eviscerated, annihilated online. People telling Jeff Saturday, man, you need to get fired today, tomorrow. They're pulling out messages where Jeff Saturday, upon his hiring, said, hey, I may not be good at this. And there were a lot of people who agreed. Jeff Saturday had to speak to the media after the game. And he was asked, what the hell went wrong? How do you blow a 33-0 lead?
Obviously, a disappointing way to end that. You know, obviously, tale of two halves, right? Started fast, had the lead, and ultimately give up too many explosive plays, don't make enough explosive plays, turn it over on our inside. Just, you know, they made more plays than us, and then penalties kept drives alive. You got to keep your head, got to play disciplined football. And we didn't do those things in the second half, and ultimately, lost this game.
This man cannot have a job next season. He's the interim coach for a reason. He was brought in to babysit. And Jim Irsay brings him in, and come on, he's not the guy. You just wanted to throw your friend a bone and see if he would stick around. Nah, you think Jeff Saturday don't want this job? Jonathan Taylor is likely now out for the year, busted up ankle, and Jeff Saturday probably wants to go back to TV. Probably wishes he never left. Biggest comeback in NFL history. The Vikings became only the second team in 1,551 regular season or playoff games to trail by 30 or more points and still win. I told you, this Vikings team, you could look at it one or two ways. You could say that the Vikings showcased a lot of moxie, or you can take the approach that the Minnesota Vikings are just crap. That's where they give up, or they go into these shootouts and they let you score 20 and 30 points. They give up more points in the air than any team in the NFL. You can believe this is galvanizing for the Vikings, or you could think that they're just going to stink in the biggest moments. And it's almost a crapshoot right now. Are they going to give up 30 points and score 30? Or is the defense going to play for two halves? This was the Colts. Sorry, Matt Ryan, you on one hand, you participated in the losing side of the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history, and now here you are, just the biggest loser in this regard for the biggest comeback in NFL history. Poor Matt Ryan. Kirk Cousins missed the four touchdowns to turn the game around. He spoke to the media, and then he gave credit to the defense, not for the first half, and also, he showed a lot of love to the fans in Minnesota.
Incredible game. I think that the fact that our defense only gave up 3 points in the second half was critical. Reminded me of the Eagles game when same thing, we were down and they just didn't give up any points in the second half. And I had to remind myself of that as we were playing, knowing that if our defense can do that, they allow you to hang around and keep getting back in it. You know, I think the fact the fans stayed to the end and provided so much energy is a big deal. There was one time where they were doing the skull chant, and I was surprised that they were still in it the way they were, and so grateful that they were there with us all the way through it to the end. Great to obviously show that there was no quit, and to keep playing hard and finding a way. And then it's just so important that this is one step in a much larger goal, and it's an important step. It's a step that you talk about when you go to training camp and the season begins. But, there's obviously more to go.
Cute. Very cute. As Kirk Cousins stood there during that press conference you just heard, he was wearing a Minnesota Vikings logo jacket that his wife picked out for him. And so we got a lot of crazy over this NFL weekend. The Minnesota Vikings, the biggest comeback ever in history. The New England Patriots, one of the dumbest plays you will ever see or hear in NFL history. And that doesn't even count in the World Cup. Yeah, that was absolutely bananas. And I want you to hear that play on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about the Bengals coming back, another comeback. The Bengals coming back against Brady and the Buccaneers. I'm going to give you an update on Jalen Hurts' shoulder. We're going to talk about the big Sunday night matchup between the New York Giants and the Washington Commanders. The Cowboys lost to the Jaguars. We'll talk about tonight's Monday night matchup where the Packers are currently beating up on the Los Angeles Rams. We got a lot to do. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
You heard the number. The phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. It is the JR Sport Brief Show. Kind of wrapping up what has been a crazy, ridiculous sports weekend. The Patriots did one of the dumbest things you'll ever see on a football field yesterday, losing to the Raiders. Throwing the ball around like they're in the backyard, only to be scored upon by the defense with a touchdown. The Minnesota Vikings had the largest comeback in NFL history this past Saturday as the Colts decided to go out there and choke. And then in a few seconds, I need you to hear what is probably going to go down is one of the biggest calls, I would say, in sports history, especially if you're a fan of Argentina. As the World Cup concluded yesterday with Argentina beating France. We'll hear that in a second. We'll talk about Tom Brady and the Bengals. We had a lot of comebacks. We had some wild games, a lot of close games yesterday. Amazing weekend. 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on tonight, man. Yeah, looking at that game from last night with New England and the Raiders, to me this just shows, like, Belichick, you know, has just lost control of everything with this team. You know, he's got Matt Patricia as his offensive coordinator when he's never coached offense. His kids are on the his kids are involved in the coaching staff. He's got a quarterback that I think he doesn't really care for in Mac Jones. And I don't know about you, but I just feel like this could be it for him in New England. I could see him trying to get traded, whether it's the Chargers or some other team that maybe has a quarterback. And who knows, maybe he gets reunited with Brady for a couple years in Tampa. I have no idea, but I just feel like Belichick, to me, has had enough in New England. He knows that division is too hard for him to win with the Bills. Miami's on the rise. The Jets are playing better. To me, he's kind of at wit's end with this, and you're like, it's almost like they just do. It's almost like a substitute teacher, or like someone who's just checked out completely is the way they're playing.
Okay, well, thank you, David, for calling from Buffalo. I don't know if I'd go that far. You know, would I be shocked if Bill Belichick ended up somewhere else? No, not by any stretch of the imagination. The relationship between he and Robert Kraft has certainly changed and altered towards the end of the Patriots dynasty. Robert Kraft looking at Belichick and his draft failures and trying to understand why he's had to allocate so much money towards free agents in past seasons or recent seasons because the draft picks have failed. And Bill Belichick's response has been, well, look at the results. Look at the championships that we've won here over the past 20 years, which is a fact that can't be disputed. But as you move forward, I wouldn't be shocked if Robert Kraft wanted to go in another direction, but is he ballsy enough to do so? Why would he? You're basically blowing everything straight the hell up. We might revert back to the know-nothing New England Patriots before the combination of Belichick and Tom Brady got there. Let's throw it back to Pete Carroll times. Let's throw it back to when nobody cared about the Patriots. So as much as people might be upset with Belichick and, oh, the team is falling apart, to say that, you know, he wants to go, maybe he does. Maybe Robert Kraft wants him to go. I think it's in both of their best interests maybe to kind of tough this out until they actually get better players in. But the thing is, they're still average. They're still okay. The New England Patriots are not bad. They're not good. They just died. They're mediocre. But if Belichick walks, man, be careful what you might ask for if you're a Patriots fan. Be careful, because you might just delve into some waters where there is absolutely no coming back. Wilder things have happened, though, but I don't think Bill Belichick is going any damn place. Speaking of success that Belichick had, that Tom Brady had, Tom Brady, one of the greatest football players of all time, most certainly here of the Super Bowl era. If you were able to watch the World Cup yesterday, you witnessed one of the greatest soccer players ever. And I would even put Mbappe up there. You watched two great soccer players. And Mbappe has a whole long road in front of him. But he's one of the best guys to step out onto the pitch. And we'll see what his legacy looks like. Already winning a World Cup. Failing yesterday to win a second one. And the game was amazing. 3-3. France looked out of it. Mbappe looks like a straight destroyer. And then Argentina beats France on penalties 4-2. Shep, did you get a chance or opportunity to see any bit of this game?
I actually did, JR. I don't think a game, specifically a World Cup, should end on penalty kicks.
What do you want the game to end on?
I mean, like, you know, to me, I'm a big basketball purist. I want to see, and I know they have the extra time and you know, not what they call it, overtime?
Extra time.
Extra time, right. And it's usually like 2-3 minutes. I mean,
No, they play 2 15-minute halves.
No. But I'm saying when they have the extra time, yes. Like, and there's no real science to it. It seems rather subjective to me. But JR, like, when you have this kind of stakes and it's this high, to end in the fashion that it did, it was so anticlimactic to me.
Oh my God.
It was.
Wow. No, so the
like, when are you gonna field goal kick?
No, the clock actually the clock that you see on television and the scorekeeper's clock are two separate clocks. And so that's why it appears that there's a kind of an arbitrary number. So what happens is, you know, you play 90 minutes, a split in half. You got 245 minutes, first half, second half. What happens is there's a clock that's being kept by the ref where you think about the stoppages. So a guy gets hurt and goes down for 2 or 3 minutes. And so that accumulates and you add 2 or 3 minutes to the end of that half. And so with the World Cup, you still get that full 90 minutes of play. And then you move on to your 2:15 minutes, and then you move on to penalties, which is sudden death. Because at that point, what are we going to do? Have these guys play until they're dead? You know, so they continue to play in penalty kicks. And I mean, that's your opinion. It's one of the most exciting things and gut-wrenching things. And I would say in sports, to me, it's almost, I would find it similar in such a way that because there is no clock on the penalties and you've now exhausted, quote unquote, all of the time, it's almost like the end of a baseball game. And you got down to the bottom of the ninth. There's no clock. The batter and the hitter are going at each other. They're fouling off and he's trying to score and he's trying to strike him out. And it's just mano-a-mano. And so to have that same type of tension there is just absolutely ridiculous. It's one of the best matches I think that anybody will ever see. And when we came down to the end of it, I think most people know this man's voice. He's the soccer or football voice for Telemundo, Andres Cantor. He's the guy who goes goal, and I'm not going to exaggerate the goal. I think you know who he is. On the final penalty kick by Gonzalo Montiel, Andres Cantor is from Argentina. That's his home country. And so he had a chance to call this game, and then he was both excited and crying at the same time. This is courtesy of Telemundo. This is Andres Cantor. Listen.
Va Montiel! Montiel, go! Go!
Campeón del mundo.
Argentina, campeón del mundo. Argentina, campeón del mundo.
It makes me want to cry, not really. But it made him cry, and it makes me laugh. And so congratulations to Argentina, and congratulations to Messi. This man has been just been prodded, and all the pressure of the world. Oh, you're not Diego Maradona, the great Diego, who won for Argentina. And Messi has done everything except for, you know, win a World Cup. He's done everything except for win a World Cup, but not anymore. Tuesday, tomorrow is actually, I think, a national day of celebration. It's a state holiday for Argentina as they will go ahead and fully celebrate Argentina winning the World Cup. And it was an amazing match to watch, and it was a lot of fun, and that was a great match. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about another legend, not someone who kicks a ball, but one who throws a ball. And it looks like the end of his career is just it might look like hot crap, because we don't know when it's going to end. This guy, his name is Tom Brady. We'll get into that when we come back on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
My man, JR, this is kind of like a dream, man. I've listened to you every night for 2 years. It's the first time I've called. I love your show, man. You keep it so real, and I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
We just talked about one legend in Messi before the break, winning the World Cup for Argentina. We're going to talk about another legend in Tom Brady in a second after his team, the Buccaneers, ended up losing to the Cincinnati Bengals. And then we had a caller. What's up, Dave in Buffalo? He actually called a few minutes ago in our last break about Bill Belichick. And Bill Belichick, yes, you love him, you hate him, can't stand him, think he's a cheater, think he deflates balls, whatever the case. Bill Belichick is a legend in his own right, a legendary coach. And Dave basically said that Bill Belichick, he seems done. I don't know what he's seen of this, but he's just like, yeah, Belichick probably has checked out and he wants to go elsewhere to greener pastures. And yeah, sure, that's a lot to look into. I'm not going to do it. Then he said maybe he wants to be traded. Maybe Bill Belichick wants to go elsewhere. And then also maybe, the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, maybe Robert Kraft wants to look elsewhere. Well, I said I found that to be very odd, but I dug a little deeper in the break. And according to Sportico, and we knew this already, when you think about the highest paid coaches in sports here in the United States of America, to the shock or shouldn't be the shock of anyone, Bill Belichick tops the list. And he tops the list by a lot. According to Sportico, Bill Belichick makes $20 million a year coaching the New England Patriots. Let me say that again. $20 million. Am I supposed to think that the Spanos family is going to hand over $20 million to take on Bill Belichick to coach the team? I think not. And I think the other element we have to remember is that Bill Belichick is basically judge, jury, and executioner, and he's making $20 million. So do you think at this stage of his life, even though he might want to move on or find other teams more attractive, you think Bill Belichick just wants to wake up and leave and then expect things to be the way they were? He's been in a 20-year situation, 20-plus-year situation, 25-year situation, where he has an opportunity to pretty much move completely forward and do what he wants. Why would he want to start over? I wouldn't. And who the hell wants to pay him $20 million? I don't know about that. I think the last stop that we see here for Bill Belichick will be with the team that he has basically been with for the past two decades plus, and that's the New England Patriots. $20 million. The next highest paid head coach, Pete Carroll, at $15 million, who also might as well be running the entire ship out in Seattle. Sean McVay making $14 million. Remember, they had to convince this man to stay. Greg Popovich making 13, Mike Tomlin, Andy Reid, John Harbaugh all at 12, and then we move into the world of college football coaches. Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney, and Kirby Smart all picking up their deals, paying them between $11 and $12 million. So Bill Belichick isn't going anywhere. Now about this, Bill Belichick making $20 million, he's making $5 more million than Tom Brady is this season, as Brady's playing on a $15 million deal as he gets ready to head into free agency. And we have no idea what Tom Brady is going to do. The decision should be easy to go home, but it was supposed to be easy last offseason. And Tom Brady's come back and he's getting his ass kicked because yesterday the Tampa Bay Buccaneers blew another lead. They're taking on the Bengals, who have been surging. The Bengals have now won six straight games. Tampa led 17-3 at the half. 17-3. Joe Burrow threw four touchdowns in the second half of the game. Tom Brady was able to tack on a garbage time touchdown with only 49 seconds left. And this was just ugly all the way around. Brady had three touchdowns and two interceptions. Joe Burrow only 200 yards and four TDs and helping lead them to a victory. And Joe Burrow, he's proud of his team. The fact that they were taking on a great defense and they overcame them on the road.
It was an exciting game, but an ugly one that we were able to pull out. And that just goes to show you that, you know, teams like we have, they just find ways to win games. And you know, we keep just talking about it, and guys just keep stepping up and making big-time plays for us.
Yeah, you got to win ugly, right? Isn't that how it works? You got to win through the thick and the thin. We talked about the Minnesota Vikings and their historic comeback, and here we have it. It's Tom Brady's getting beat to a pulp here, man. Like, go home, brother. Like, what else is there to do? Is he the only thing that would extend his career is not sticking around with the Bucs, but going to go play for another team. I don't know. Maybe he's a stopgap, a one-year dude with the Niners. I can't see another scenario of which Tom Brady would want to stick around. Let's remember this. When he got to the Buccaneers, everything was there for him. The offensive line was there. And even that first year, Tom Brady was being criticized. Does he still have it? Can he still go? And ultimately, they picked it up at the end of the year, and they won the Super Bowl. Not yesterday. Nothing to cheer about, nothing to be happy about yesterday. Another loss, another just comeback attempt against them. And Tom Brady, he spoke to the media afterwards, and it was like, hey, Tom, the hell you're turning the ball over so much for?
The two fumbles were, you know, my fault. It was uncharacteristic. You know, one of the interceptions was just a terrible throw. And the other one, I think, you know, I got hit and the guy was laying on the ground. The ball landed his arm, so.
Yeah, well, Tom Brady he's pretty much over all of this. Shep, is it today or it's Monday he does his podcast, right? Let's go.
I think that's a great question. Rodgers is always Tuesday with Pat.
Yes, I think
you're right.
Tom Brady is Monday on Sirius, and I mean, I can pretty much write the script at this point with him and Jim Gray. It's like, Tom, what's going on? He's gonna go, hey, we're lost, and we were bad, and I was bad, and then we're 6-8 now, and we still have a chance for the playoffs, and we can't quit, and. What else is Tom Brady supposed to say?
Wait a second. You're telling me, JR, that Jim Gray is not going to be the slightest bit critical of his BFF, Tom Brady?
Of course not. He's gonna clean his boots and
yep.
Wash his toilet with a toothbrush.
Right.
And, I mean, whatever Jim Gray can do, he's gonna do it for Tom Brady. And Tom Brady gonna go, oh shucks, we sucked and we lost again. What do you want from me?
I gotta tell you, JR. I think you've said this before, man. Like Bruce Arians walked away too prematurely, like that. That's what this is to me. Like Bowles is a great, great defensive coordinator, but he's not meant to be an NFL head coach.
Well, I think it's apparent that Bruce Arians, he wasn't trying to get Todd Bowles another championship. That was all sounding nice, but Tom Brady and Bruce Arians, it appears that they butted heads too much.
They can butt his head all the way to the Hall of Fame, though.
Who?
I mean, if you're Bruce Arians, like, yeah, you got a Super Bowl out of it. Like, stop bitching and whining.
What was there for him? He left.
No, I understand.
Where's the bitching and whining?
Well, he's still there. He still hovers over.
Oh, he's still a part of the organization.
Right.
But there's a difference between having to deal with this crap every day and just, quote-unquote, being an advisor. And if I saw correctly, I think that – and he's had a history of medical issues from his heart, unfortunately, also down to cancer. I believe he had a minor procedure done recently that kept him away from the team for a little bit. And it's just like, why do you want to deal with this? Bruce Arians got his money. He got his Super Bowl. The man, thank God for now, he has his health. And if he doesn't want to deal with Tom Brady and vice versa, then he did what he did. He left.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to win a Super Bowl in the twilight of my career either, JR.
You would not?
I'm being sarcastic. Like it's not. I mean, Bruce Arians should be thanking his lucky stars that he is in NFL immortality now. So because of Tom Brady.
He got his ring and right. He left. So what's your point?
Well, no, my point is, like, he walked away. Like, people dream of having Tom Brady.
So what? And he had him, and he won a championship. What else was he supposed to do? Stick around and kiss his ass?
But he did stick around. Like, that's what's confusing to me. Is
No.
Still wants to be a part of the game. So then be the head coach and see it to a fruition until Brady retires.
No. Tom Brady did retire, and he stuck around.
Right, but when he came back, Bruce was still the coach.
And then he left. Yeah, absolutely. Because they don't want to deal with each other. I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, yeah, sure, it's Tom Brady. He won a championship. The man has been coaching long enough to understand how difficult it is. He got his ring. He got his money. He has his health. He can still contribute to the game without having to deal with the day-to-day nonsense like speaking to the media or answering these questions. And what else is he supposed to do? Oh, Tom Brady is here. Let me try to win another one with Tom. Like, who cares? I mean, if I'm Bruce Arians, forget Tom Brady. I'm happy to be alive. Like, I ain't thinking about Tom Brady's ass. He's probably like, I don't need the headache. I don't look at Bruce Arians any different. I don't see him complaining about anything. The man said, "Hey, Todd, I ain't dealing with this crap, man. It's all you. I'll be upstairs if you need me." I don't see anything wrong with that. People want to win a championship. It's tough winning the Super Bowl. Tough. I don't think it matters to Bruce Arians if he hangs his hat on two. And for the most part, it's probably not even worth the stress. This poor guy was already back up in the hospital. All the best to Bruce Arians. Got his money, got his championship, can still contribute to the game, has his health. And Tom Brady, he's out there playing. And he's getting his ass kicked behind that crap injured offensive line. A tough life for Mr. Tom Brady, I guess. Not even get into the other stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of injuries, the man leading the way for the NFC leading Philadelphia Eagles is hurt. Jalen Hurts is dealing with an injury. The Eagles are still 13-1. And then also in the NFC East, we got a couple of teams. The Cowboys, the Giants, the Commanders. They all were in competition yesterday as well. Some fared better than others. We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio and Monday Night Football.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.